Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Totally Fit. And it is a rainy, cool day in Atlanta, Georgia. I think the last time we were on, it was a hot day. It's a cool day now. And as a matter of fact, they're talking about snow flurries. I hope that doesn't happen. I think I told you guys a week or so ago I was in Chicago working with my dear friend Steve Harvey. And man, just let me say, I was so glad when Steve said, Lee, my schedule is changing. I got to get out of here. And guess what? I got out of there, too. It is cold up there. But we've had a wonderful time here in Atlanta, Georgia. The weather is great, fantastic. And, hey, guys, we got a fantastic show lined up for you today. One of my dear friends and one of my master trainers, which we've talked a lot about, the International Association of Fitness Science. It is a personal training certification organization that we started about 4 years ago. And with the certification program, we have master trainers in different parts of the country. But we host our Atlanta-based workshop at a facility called the House of Pain. And the owners of that facility is Mr. Steve and Rachel Payne, couple in which I have the utmost respect for. And joining me for the show won't be Steve today, but will be his better half, Miss Rachel Payne. Hello, Rachel, and are you there?
I am. How are you doing today, Lee?
I am doing fantastic. It's a little cool out here, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I tell you what, it's great to have you on the show, and I want to talk today as well as our topic about time management, because, Rachel, I know as a trainer, master trainer, you're bombarded with people that you train who always have a problem with trying to allocate enough time, you know, working, kids, you know, all types of things going on. And you know, it's easy to slide back into those I don't have enough time kind of deal and stay right where you are and not be able to move forward. So I just want you to shed a bit of light upon that because, I mean, you're a mom, you're a business owner, and at the same time, you work hard as far as trying to get everybody else in shape. So what kind of tips would you share, you know, with people or share with people who have time restraints?
You know, I think that the most important thing is it's about balancing your life. It's about balancing the commitment with your responsibilities, balancing the discipline with your obligations, balancing the determination and your desire and your sacrifice. You know, it's about putting yourself first so that you can become your best self. And when you're your best self, you can be your best for everybody else around you and all those other things that you do in your life. You know, I've had clients and, you know, from the ordinary everyday person out there to the competitor, everybody has a busy life and everybody has excuses and everybody has work and kids and family and friends and injuries and medical issues and all kinds of things. But, you know, you've got to make that priority for yourself. And, you know, not everybody's going to train like, for example, you did to get up on stage. There are some people that, you know, they might have to get in 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there and take it all throughout the day. If that's the only thing that they can do, they just need to do it. You know, they're going to have to find a way to make it work for them. It might not be ideal all the time, but when it can be, it can. And when it can't be, you do the best it can, but you still do it.
Well, Rachel, let me ask you this, and that was some great information. Because, I mean, mm-hmm. if you look for enough excuses, you'll always find some. So what do you say to that person, Rachel, who has just a little bit of time, just a small window, if it's no more than 15 minutes? What can they do in that amount of time?
You know, when you only have a small amount of time, you need to be efficient and effective. You know, depending on the type of, you know, well, first of all, I would suggest that they do get a trainer so that a trainer can put together a program that's really going to be suited to what they need. You know, it won't help them achieve that ultimate goal that they might have out there if they're not certain about how to get there. They need that structure in order to, you know, in that direction. And a trainer is going to best be able to put that program together. But for me, it's about being efficient and effective. It might be picking one body part and hitting it all out. It might be, you know, it might be doing a small circuit first thing in the morning so that you have it out of the way. And that's hard for a lot of people, but, you know, you get in the habit. I don't like waking up at 5 in the morning, but I do it so that I can get to the gym early, get in my workout, and then get on with the rest of my day. And if I get it done early in the morning, then I don't have, you know, any excuses in the way. I can't say, oh, I got busy. I'm able to get it in. So, I mean, it's about figuring out what you want. And those things that are the most important for us, we will make time for.
Well, let me ask you this, Rachel. Now, you mentioned a circuit. Now, what would you recommend in the way of a circuit? What should a circuit look like for people out there who maybe they don't have enough money to get a personal trainer? I highly advise you guys, listen, you need to get a personal trainer, somebody who knows what they're doing, so they can put a program together, because when you watch some of the stuff on TV, these guys are jumping up and down on the hard floor. That can be very dangerous. So, Rachel, in the best way you can, you know, sort of describe what a good, safe, effective circuit could look like.
You know, I feel like, you know, you need to become familiar with your body. Nobody's going to know your body better than you do. But you need to really, it's an education process, learning what body parts and what exercises go with them. And, you know, you want to try to hit, for example, a major muscle group, a minor muscle group, and maybe something cardiovascular, and do that in a rotation. Do 2 or 3 sets of it, depending on what your goals are. You know, if you're looking to lose some weight, tighten and tone, you know, somewhere between 10, 15, maybe even up to 20 reps. You don't have to have a lot of equipment. You can use a mat. You can use dumbbells. You can use tubing, fitness balls, medicine balls, things that are inexpensive to create a workout space in your home or office. And, you know, you want to rotate through those things. You might even do a circuit with 4 or 5 exercises, one being a major muscle group, a minor muscle group, like a chest and then an arms, and then maybe have an ab exercise in there and maybe something cardiovascular with it, and do that in a rotation. You want to keep moving. You want to make it go through your rotations. Take a slight break in between each rotation, and then do the next one. You know, you can make a very effective workout go by really quick in 15 or 20 minutes just by doing that.
That was some great information. And for those of you listening out there, as I mentioned at the start of the show, Rachel is a master trainer, and she heads up the workshops that we do for the IAFS, the International Association of Fitness Science, which is our certification organization. But also, we have an online community called Lee Haney's Health and Fitness Community. And the exercises, some of the exercises that Rachel just mentioned can be seen on that online community. So if you're not familiar with some of the different movements she just mentioned, all you have to do is go to Lee Haney's Health and Fitness Community, which can be accessed through leehaney.com, and you can see some of the different movements which were put together there at the House of Pain, which is the facility owned by Rachel and her husband, Steve. Isn't that correct, Rachel?
Yes, yes. So are you talking with the I'm sorry, Lee, I didn't hear the last thing you said.
Yeah, well, okay, that's okay. We were speaking of the community, let people know that they can go there and they can access the site and pick up on some of the exercises which was created there at the House of Pain by several of the trainers that's part of the network that you have there.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's a great tool.
Well, one of the things I wanted to to mention, too, is that a lot of people, one of the biggest excuses people say, you know, be talking about is going to be, you know, some injuries that they might be faced with. They might have a knee or a back or a shoulder injury. You don't have to let those things stop you. There are ways to strengthen those body parts. There are ways to modify the movement so that you can go ahead and get a good exercise program put together for you and still work around those type of injuries so that you don't have to let it be an excuse for you, and you don't let it have to stop you from doing the things that you might want to do, whether getting in shape will allow you to go hiking again or, you know, whatever it might be. You can do things. You don't have to let it stop you just because you have an injury or something like that. You can modify
right.
those. And that's why it's so important to have a trainer who's knowledgeable in that area to show you how to work around some of those things and modify the exercises. I feel like that's a real important thing for people to recognize. And, you know, it's about safety and good mechanics. And once you learn it, you're not expected to be with the trainer forever. You hopefully have a trainer that is going to educate you and how to do things that are suited for you. It's about being an individual and customized type program so that you can get the results that you're really looking for. I think that's the most important thing.
That's
not everything is going to fit for every person. Every person's
right.
different.
That's some good information. Now, and again, as we were talking, listeners, about, you know, time restraint and time management and fitness. Now, Rachel, let's talk a bit about time restraints that relates to eating, you know, how to prepare quick meals or, you know, things that are going to be healthy. You got to get in, you got to get out. You just got a small window of time for lunch breaks at work before getting the kids ready to head off to basketball practice or jazz or tap or all of those things. So what do you say as far as I've been there, done that. I know you have too. And by the way, guys, Rachel is a mom too, so. Both of us have been there, done that, you know, raised kids. So what do you say, Rachel?
Well, I think the most important thing to keep in mind is that it is about planning and preparing. You know, to just wait until all of a sudden it's time for you to eat and just, you know, you're more likely to just grab whatever. But if you're planned and prepared, then you can keep on track and have the things that are going to be the most nutritious and healthy for your body. So in planning and preparing, you know, it doesn't have to be an all-day affair to get your food ready. You know, you want to make it convenient for you. So I like to cook a lot of stuff ahead of time so that I can have it ready to go when I'm going to leave the house in the morning. I put it all into my cooler and I can, you know, it's kind of a grab-and-go kind of thing. Easy ways for me to cook, for example, is I'll dice up some potatoes and put it in the Ziploc steamer bag and pop it in the microwave. It's done in 8 minutes, and I've got potatoes for a couple of days that I can eat on, you know, and I don't even have a pot to wash. It was a simple and quick way to go. I can put some food on the grill. I can, you know, I can use some ground chicken or ground turkey. I have spinach, which doesn't, you know, I can make a leafy spinach salad with the potatoes and the meat and, you know, have a little bit of white wine vinegar and a little bit of olive oil, and that makes a whole nice lunch. It's got a little bit of everything in it, some yogurt and some apple on the side for a snack that's easy to grab and go. You know, that's the kind of thing you want to do. When I'm cooking for the family for a dinner meal, you know, I might make some chicken or something. And, you know, what I choose to have with it on the side for me, whether it's a sweet potato and a vegetable of some sort, might be a little different than what I'm going to serve to kids. You know, the kids might have the chicken with some macaroni and cheese or something, and that's okay. I don't have to eat that part. But I'm not cooking, you know, an entirely different meal for them either. I'm just cooking an extra side. So I try to be efficient in the kitchen as much as I can be efficient in my workout, and what it takes is planning and preparing.
Yeah, I
love that.
Does that
answer your question?
Yep, that was perfect. And hopefully you guys out there listening, you know, the different tips that Rachel has just given you, they make all the difference. You know, Rachel, it's thought by a lot of people that it costs a lot of money to eat good, or it takes a lot of time to prepare healthy foods. But I found it to be opposite. You know, for instance, I just had lunch a few minutes ago, Shirley stir-fried some chicken breast, you know, in the coconut oil. Then she stir-fried some spinach, you know, barely, you know, heated it up and so forth. Then she prepared some Inca Red, which is a sort of a high-fiber red-looking rice, low in calories. It tastes good. The flavors were perfect. She used garlic. She used just a dab of sea salt, pepper, in order to give it this good flavor. And, I mean, less than 15 minutes, she had cooked the whole meal, you know, to feed three people. So it didn't cost as much, and it tastes good. It's very nutritious. It's food that's going to go in the body and out of the body. And then when you think about it, when you do processed foods or real heavy type of foods and preparing those, it takes a long time to fry chicken. It takes a long time to do fried potatoes, and it takes a long time to eat bad food, to prepare bad food.
When I talk to my clients about processed foods in particular, you know, it's like your body doesn't naturally know what to do with all those processed chemicals and preservatives. So I kind of explain it this way. Your body just says, well, I don't know what to do with that right now, so I'm going to set it aside. And you're going to find it on your thighs or your hips because your body just doesn't know how to process it. And like you said, it takes a lot longer to break it down. So your body's not going to do that first. It's going to go for the things that it can break down first easy. So, you know, that's why it's so important to eat foods that are real foods. I know that, you know, a lot of people want to eat the bar because it's convenient or the, you know, whatever. But those processed chemicals really, really, you know, especially the older you get. Yeah, some of the kids can, you know, digest just about anything. They have an iron stomach. But as we get older, we need to be more aware and more mindful of eating healthy.
Yeah, that is so true. And, you know, and managing age, you know, nutrition does everything. It's 75% of a person being able to reach their health and fitness goals and maintaining their health. 75%. The training, that 25% is extremely important. However, you know, the nutrition has everything to do with the body repairing itself, rejuvenating itself, and helping you feel better and keeping this weight off. All of that is so important. Now, Rachel, let's talk a little bit, too, about, you know, because the busyness of the day, work, kids, and trying to fit in a workout. Let's, you know, what do you do and what do you recommend as far as chill time? You know, just time to recalibrate your brain. So that's an important part of the fitness aspect, too.
You know, I feel like it is a really, you know, rest is real important. Whether you're just relaxing with family at home or whether you're actually sleeping, rest is the time when your body really makes its changes. So it's a really important aspect of your training program that most people overlook. And, you know, if you feel like you can stay up till midnight and wake up at, you know, 5 in the morning, I can tell you that you're going to have a harder time losing that weight because your body's not getting that kind of adequate rest. You know, we spend so much time, you know, with all the technological toys that we have these days, that it's not really about relaxing. You're still working your mind and everything. There's a time and a place, but at some point you need to allow your body to relax, and you need to, you know, spend time, you know, in a good rest, whether it's, you know, like I said, just spending time with family or you know, the people that are important to you, or whether it's actually sleeping. It makes a difference in how your body is going to respond to all the hard work and effort you're putting into it with exercise and good food.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rachel, how important is water in the equation of everything that we've just talked about as far as the training, the nutrition, the rest? How important is water?
Well, you know, water is the least expensive and most effective thing that you can do to kick off your fitness program. Start by drinking water. Now, you know, you want to work your way up to drinking a good amount of water. If you're exercising, you know, there's nothing wrong with you drinking a gallon of water a day. But, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time. You can't expect to do that overnight. You've got to work your way up to it. And that's okay. That's normal. Start by increasing it in small increments until you do work your way up over a couple of weeks of time. And you will find that your skin feels better. Your complexion is, you know, better. You have more energy because your body is constantly flushing out the toxins that build up from all the exercise and, you know, helping to clean in. So your system is operating in a much more efficient manner, and as a result, you feel better for it. Water's everything.
That's good. Yeah. You know, Reggie, what do you think? And this is, you know, when I was competing, I would have everything mapped out, you know, in which my water was included, my meals included,
mm-hmm.
rest included.
Mm-hmm.
I would have everything listed out on the schedule, you know, because we, and again,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about managing time and time management here. How
mm-hmm.
do you feel? You work with a lot of athletes, and they got jobs, they got all of this stuff going on, and how do you feel scheduling, you know, on the hour or every half hour, whatever it is that you're doing? How do you feel about scheduling, having a good master schedule set up?
You know, I feel like it's important. And I will tell you, the older I get, the more necessary it is just to keep up with myself. But, you know, for the average person out there, everybody operates in a different way. And I've seen a lot of different clients. Some people, you know, they're not so structured that they want to have it mapped out to the actual detail of grams of this and ounces of that, or, you know, I've got to do this on this hour. That's a little too regimented for them. And other people, that's perfect. They need that. You've got to find a system that works for you, but without a doubt, it's about planning, no matter what you do. It's about planning ahead so that you know that you're not letting it just fall to the wayside, that your program takes a priority so that you can be working towards the goals that you set for yourself, you know, and that you're making yourself that priority by planning. That's the way to do it. Everybody, I mean, it's understandable. Everybody has a different way. Some people keep track of everything in their phone. Some people need it written out on paper. Some people want to see it on their computer. Some people want to be, you know, texted every day and reminded about this or that. You know, everybody's going to be different. The key is going to be finding out what's going to be the most effective method for you. Again, a good trainer is going to be able to help you understand what's going to work for you and help you create that program so that you can have success.
And listen, guys, Rachel, notice you just said good trainers. So listen, you can go to Lee Haney's Health and Fitness Community, which can be accessed through leehaney.com. And listed there, you will find a list of trainers in different parts of the country that are certified through the IFS. That's our Personal Training Certification Program. Once you find them there, we guarantee that these are going to be great people that can help set up your program suited for your particular goals. Now, Rachel, you also have a exercise mobile app for the House of Pain. Talk a little bit about that and how someone could get in touch with you guys concerning that.
Well, we do. We just launched our app, I'm real excited to say. And on Google, it can be accessed at House of Pain Training. And on iTunes, it can be accessed at Train with Pain. And you know, what you'll find on the app, and it'll be anywhere from how to get in touch with us and what events we have coming up to our programs that we offer and testimonials of success stories with our clients. We also have an exercise video library there for the workouts that we put together for our clients and the exercises that we have for them. We have, you know, a calendar of what we have coming up, and it, you know, it's just a real exciting thing to finally have that up and going, and I encourage everybody to check it out.
Well, that's great. And, guys, listen, you can go to the IAFS website. That's IAFS, then the whole word, certification.com, and you'll get to see a picture of Rachel there. You can contact her through the site. She just also gave you some information as it relates to her mobile app, so you can reach out to them there. And I guarantee you, you know, if you seek Rachel or her husband Steve or the trainers that she have under her, you would get the very best of care and knowledge. Now, Rachel, we're going to have a workshop there, our first yearly workshop, coming up March 7th there at the House of Pain. And guys, we're going to have a great time there. Now, the workshop is set aside specifically and only for those who have already elected to become IFS certified trainers. So those of you maybe listening out there who want to become a trainer, that you can go to our website. You can go to leehaney.com and contact us through there, or you can go straight to IAFScertification.com and get some information from there. But only by being signed up can you become or can you attend the workshop. So it's going to be an exciting time. We also go over things such as posing there. And Steve does a fantastic job with that. You know, Steve, me and Rachel's husband, we go over the figure, the bikini, the bodybuilding, and did I leave anything out, Rachel?
Physique.
Physique.
For men and women.
But men and women. So we cover all of those different categories there. And we do the hands-on walkthrough of the different training form, training technique. We cover both areas of the certification, whether it's ultimate bodybuilding certification or the functional training / basic nutrition certification. So we offer a list of all of those different things. And when you leave that workshop, you're going to be...
Don't forget, we talk about business and marketing as well. You know, when you're starting out as a personal trainer, it's real important to understand, you know, how you're going to make it work. Once you get the certification, what happens next? So we do talk about that. That's a big part of our workshop as well.
That is a huge part of it, because you can have all the knowledge in the world if you don't have to set up a way for people to find out who you are and where you are, then you're still at a loss. But, Rachel, I want to say again how much I appreciate you coming up and really appreciate you, and I look forward to seeing you at the workshop. God bless you, darling.
Thank you so much, Lee. Thank you for having me on. Anytime.
Thank you. Take care. See you later, listeners. Take care. Have a great day.